So early on, first off, I just got to say shout out to Healing Through the Heavy. We've been out here for a whole year. A whole year! That's wild. A whole year I've been making episodes consistently, inconsistently, whatever, I don't care. A whole year I've been here, I've been doing my thing, and it feels pretty good. You know, it feels pretty good to at least have continued with something for a whole year, because sometimes I get bored with things and I say fuck it, but that's not been the case with this. So shout out to me. Yes, girl, proud of you. Now, when I first started Healing Through the Heavy, my intentions were to kind of just make it one big story time, right? I was gonna tell fucked up stories from my past, and kind of dissect them as I went along. I realized it's not really the way that I was taking it, the direction I was taking it. And I just had my little sister here for a few days, and her and I, you know, as you do when you get with your family, whatever, you guys talk about the past, you guys talk about shit. And we had talked about something. I don't even actually know how we brought it up, because she didn't even, I don't even think, knew about this, but I brought it up to her. And I feel like it's good to shine a little light on this, because when I tell you that this was the healing, like the type of healing that I've done, it's literally through this type of shit. Oh, man. All right. So I want to share that story today because, you know, I will often say like how my life used to be and, you know, this, that, and the other, and how, you know, just my life is, how it was, everything, you know, everything all at once, right? But I don't really always like talk about a lot of examples with that, and I just feel like it's important that I do. And honestly, I might just make this more of a thing because this to me is truly healing. Talking about shit that I try to just like forget about. Not that I try to forget about it, but I try to feel like it doesn't affect me anymore. I don't think about it. But I would be lying if I said I didn't think about this stuff, because I do. I do think about this stuff. I just don't really talk about it anymore. I'm very vague when I talk about my past. One being my dad's past, he's no longer here. Two being I just feel like maybe it's not always does me good, right? To talk about things because I'm not that person anymore. But this story just stuck out to me so hard because it was like, damn. Damn, damn, damn. I can't believe that happened. So, the story is, I used to get kicked out of my mom's house a lot. I used to get kicked out of my dad's house a lot. Neither one of them ever really made me feel super wanted, but they also loved to fight over me, fight over us kids. So, though I didn't necessarily feel like I was wanted any place, I felt like I had to go to both places, right? And when I was about 13, I went and moved with my dad. You know, I always had kind of a better relationship with my dad than my mom. I just feel like my dad understood me better. He was cooler. He was like less reactive. He kind of just, I don't know, I guess just was kind of what I needed at that point in my life, right? Because my mom was super reactive. I couldn't tell her anything. I couldn't talk to her. I actually don't ever remember a time in my life where me and my mom had a good relationship, ever. I can't ever say, like, oh, we used to be good and then this happened. It was like, no, from what I remember, I think my mom and I's relationship is better now than it's ever been, truly. And that's really saying a lot if you know anything about me and my mom's relationship. But it still has a lot of rocky moments. But we've both done a lot of healing and whatever. The point is that growing up, if I had the choice, I would have chose to live with my dad. But once I decided to live with my dad, things got really messy. You know how they say, like, you look up to your parents and they're like everything you think they are until you see the real them, right? For me, my dad was my everything. He was like everything I ever wanted in a man, all this. Then I went and lived with them and I started seeing things that I didn't see before. So it got really rocky. Now, fast forward, it's no surprise, you know, I had my daughter very young. I'd had my daughter, and as I said, my parents, no matter who I was staying at, if I said one thing or did one thing, they were very quick to be like, hit the road. You know, it was very, very, very quick. And it was like their kind of way of having control over me. Like they could kick me out because I was a minor. They could force me to come home. It didn't matter, you know? When that would happen, I would often get on like Facebook and I would like make statuses and they would be depressing. I don't know, just something depressing. And at this point, my daughter had been born. And I remember I just was like kind of always making really depressing statuses about how unhappy I was, how unhappy my life was, how I was just like, just not treated great, you know? It's honestly, it feels like such a lifetime ago. But one time, this girl that I went to high school with, she reached out to me and she said, "Hey, you know, if you ever need anybody or anything, you know, you can reach out to me. You could stay with me." And I thought, okay, well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty nice of her. And one day, I was having another big fight and I got kicked out and I had my kid per usual and I didn't know what I was gonna do. And I feel like my parents loved that. Mind you, my parents were not together. They were not together, but they loved to come together when it came to going against the kids. You know, my parents, the only time they would come together is when they was gonna be going against us. So, you know, yeah, if I, you know, I was, it was just a lot of back and forth. So she says, "Hey, you know, if you ever need someone to stay." So one day I got kicked out. I reached out to this girl. I said, "Hey, did you mean that?" Basically, like, could I come to your house? I don't really have anywhere to go, and I kind of just want to stick it to my parents and show them that I would have somewhere to go, right? So she's like, "Yeah, for sure." I don't know if she came and picked me up. I don't know what happened. I can't remember, but I know I went to her house. I'm there for maybe 24, 48 hours. I don't even think it was 48 hours. All of a sudden, my mom and dad are blowing me up because they're wondering at this point, like, why am I not coming home? I want to say it was my dad that had kicked me out. But my mom was like always on a fucking tripping about something. I don't know. She was always, so she was a part of it. I just remember the cops show up to this girl's house, which was very common in my family, mind you. My mom and dad were very notorious for calling the cops on each other, calling the cops on not so much my sisters, but more or less me. You know, there was always like something, there was always some fucking higher authority that had to come in. So the cops come, and I have nothing against police officers. I really, really don't, but I've not had a lot of good experiences with them. And I've had a lot of experiences with them, but very rarely have they been good or warm or helpful or anything of that nature. Does not take away from the fact that I respect cops and their job, you know, to a certain degree. But it is, you know, what it is. So these cops were just being complete and total dickheads. They were just kind of yelling at me and like verbally abusing me and telling me to do this, that, and the other. And I was kind of like, listen, like I was trying to explain my side of the story. Like, listen, the only reason I'm here is because I'm always being kicked out of my house. You don't understand. I'm here because I don't have anywhere else to go. And they were like, well, you're a minor. You have to go back with your parents. If your parents want you to come home, you have to go home. And I'm like, well, I have a kid. And they're like, it doesn't fucking matter. I just remember this cop's continues to tell me, like, pack your bags faster, faster. Like, you know, we'll take your kid. Like, do you want to see your kid get taken away? And all of that was very triggering. And I was just getting more and more worked up. And of course, you know, my parents, they're totally making up stories to the cops. And they're saying I was doing cocaine. I was like drinking. And like, none of this was true. Like, I was at this girl's house for literally 48. They were saying, like, I was putting my kid at total risk. I was doing all these kinds of things, crazy off the wall shit that I was just like, where is this coming from? So, anyways, I'm like going back and forth with the police. I'm like super worked up. I'm super triggered. I'm like very reactive. I'm like going off on him. I'm going off my parents. I'm like, why are you guys doing this? It doesn't make sense. Eventually, I get my shit and I get out of this girl's house. Then I get in my mom and dad's car, or they were riding together, of course. Again, I keep seeing my mom and dad as if they were together, but they really were not together. But I get in their car and I had to. I start heading. I think it was back to my mom's. Yeah, it was back to my mom's. We start heading back to my mom's. I'm with my kid. I'm with my parents. And this whole time, I'm just like, why are you guys doing this? Why do you guys kick me out of the house and then force me to come home, and then you leave me like no choice, and you just like make everybody feel like I'm just this a big crazy person, you know? And mind you, I was very reactive when I was young. I was super reactive. I had a lot of emotions. I mean, the trauma that I had experienced even to that point was just like an unforgivable amount of trauma. There was not enough time to heal from it. There was not enough time to ever even like get clarity on it. It was just like one thing after a fucking another. So I'm trying to explain this to my parents. Like, listen, I just want some peace from it all. I don't want to repeat the cycle with my kid. I don't want to do this. I just want to give her a good life. If that means I have to live with a random girl I went to high school with that I was never friends with, then that's what it takes. I don't know. Mind you, they're just like really under the impression that I'm doing drugs and that I'm like, you know, putting my kid at harm and whatever. Stupid shit. So we get back to my mom's. As soon as we pull in, I notice that there's an ambulance and there's a cop there. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, what could this be? Literally, what could even be happening here? And I just remember them turning around and saying, like, you know, we just want to get you evaluated. Like, they're gonna take you to a psych ward, they're gonna evaluate you, they're gonna just make sure, and we're gonna hold on to Maya. And I was just like immediately just like, what is going on? Like, I was so upset, I was so mad. I was just like, I don't deserve this. This isn't like, I didn't do anything to deserve it up until that point. Now, I'm not saying that my parents were just like evil for no reason, but they were just so literally caught up in like their own shit that I don't even think they realized how extreme they were being. Like, I myself just had a lot going on. I was still a teenager. I was like, yes, I was mouthy. Yes, I was a lot of things, but at the same time, like, I was raising a fucking child. I had nothing. I had nobody. I had no help. I had no support. I had parents that were checked out. So it's like any concerning behavior my parents thought about me was really just due to my attitude about life and them and everything else. Like, I didn't respect my parents at all. I didn't have any respect for them. Long before all this happened, I didn't have respect for how they treated each other. I didn't have respect for them. I just didn't have any respect, right? And that showed, and that to them infuriated them. So I was so mad seeing that, because like I knew, and then the fact that they told me they were gonna take my child, which was like, I could not even believe that that was happening. I could not even believe that like I had went through everything I had went through in that point, and then I'm just being told my kid was gonna take it away from me. I'm gonna get put in a psych ward. Like, so I'm like freaking out, you know. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I honestly can't even remember how I was reacting. I feel like I was act reacting not surprised, but at the same time, like, I didn't understand it. So, but crazy enough, you know, these EMTs, they're telling me they got to put me in, they got to take me to the hospital, and they got to evaluate me and this, that, and the other. And I am just like, fine, I'll do it. I'll do whatever I have to do, but please let me take my child. And they're like, yeah, of course. And that like set my parents off. They were like, what? No, like, you can't, like, no, she's a minor. And they're like, it doesn't matter if she's a minor, it's her child. She can have her child if she wants to. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they weren't gonna, like, straight up put me and lock me into a psych ward. They were just gonna evaluate me. They were taking me to the hospital to evaluate me. And they're like, if she wants to take her child, she can. And they were like, no, she can't. You don't know the laws. And they're like, actually, we do know the laws. There was a back and forth there. And I was just kind of like, hell yeah, this is a win for me. If there's one thing that I get from this, it's that my parents don't get the satisfaction that they get to take my child from me. Because that was always their threat with me, right? That they were going to take my child. Though they had no reason to ever want to take my child. Ever, ever, ever. Ever, 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 ever. Like, I love my mom and dad now, but it's like they were like literally the worst possible people that could have taken my kids at that time because they were so toxic. Like, so toxic. And so I was just like, it was a win, right? So they ended up letting me take my child. I go, I do the evaluation. I'm there for like 5 hours. They're doing all these tests. They're asking all these questions and blah, blah, blah. Mind you, they're telling me, like, Cheyenne, we don't think you're crazy. Cheyenne, we don't think that you've lost your mind. We don't think that this was for any good reason. We can see what you're saying. Like, we understand you. Like, they were so validating to me. And it was like such a feeling that I really had not had up until that point in my life. Like, I felt like most of my life, it was always me against my family. You know, I just always felt like I was like cut from a different cloth. Like, though I saw so much of me in my family and in my parents, I knew that I had like a different level of like self-awareness than they did. Like I've always been a very self-aware person, long and long and long and long ago. Like when I was like a very young child, before any child should really know anything about self-awareness, I feel like I just had it. So even though I felt like I had that self-awareness, it was almost like a punishment for myself, because I knew the things that were happening in my life weren't right, and I knew the way my parents were acting wasn't right. I knew the way that they were treating us and what they were dragging us into all the time, and all the nasty just bullshit that they were having between each other's fights and like all of this stuff. I just remember thinking like, I'm too young to be hearing this. I shouldn't be hearing this. What is happening here? And so, to have like the hospital staff tell me for the first time ever in my life that like, hey, you're not crazy. We believe you. We see that your parents, if anything, seem more unstable, the way they were acting and how reactive they were to us saying that you could take your child. We don't think you're crazy, basically. And my parents show up a couple hours later and they're like, oh, hey, what's going on? How you feeling? How you doing? What's going on? Like, totally trying to play it off like nothing had happened that whole day. Like everything that they had just did that day wasn't like was deserved or something. Like I deserved any of that. And they came in and they tried to make me feel like I don't know, like I was like some sick like patient who just like needed their sympathy in that moment. And I was so fucking mad. But I also knew that if I showed any emotion, that gave them the ammunition that they needed to later use against me, or to use it against me in that moment. So it was like, imagine how I would feel in those moments of like, you so badly want to just like speak your truth and like stand up for yourself, but you can't, because the second you do, someone's gonna look you in your face and they're gonna be threatening to take your child away. They're gonna take your child away, or you're gonna be putting another fucking evaluation, or it's like every possible fear that could go through my head was like constantly there. And mind you, it didn't muzzle me, but because I mean, I've always been an outspoken person, but it was like, I remember feeling in that moment, like, how could you guys do this to me? Like, look at where we're at right now. All because I was kicked out for something that was not worth kicking me out for. With a child, mind you, it's not just me, it's me and a whole other person. And God, man, that shit just like, oh, and like, I've struggled for so long because I used to always say to my mom, like, you're lucky I even talk to you, you're lucky I even have a relationship with you. Like, and I don't say it to her now, but I used to. And she would always be like, oh my God, you gotta get over that stuff. Like, none of that stuff matters. It's like, I feel like I can't even to this day bring any of this stuff up, because it's gonna be like brushed off, or it's gonna be like, oh, it wasn't like that, or it's like totally gonna be just wiped away. But the thing is that people don't realize is when it's your trauma, when it's your trauma, when it is something that has specifically happened to you, you will always remember every detail of it. Every detail of it. And I feel like for me in my life, I have had the memory of a fucking elephant, of an elephant, is that what they say? Because like I don't forget anything. And I'm not saying that my reality is always the reality, but if there's one thing I'm very certain of, when something happens to me and it affects me mentally and it is something that I can look at and think, why is this happening to me? I will not forget a single detail of that moment. And so when I go to replay that moment to you and somebody else wants to try to downplay it, or they want to try to make it seem like it wasn't the way it was, or it wasn't that serious, or I'm remembering details differently, I'm not. I know that I'm not. And I don't care what studies or tests are done to say, oh, there's always three sides and everybody's perception. Yeah, there are different perceptions of things, but the facts are the facts. And what happened, and what happened to me multiple times in my life, was not deserved. And it was something that I feel like was not just like, it's lucky, as I said, it's like, it's lucky that I continued to have a relationship. You are lucky that I continued to have a relationship with you. I did not have to do that. I think a lot of people in my shoes would not have. I mean, because again, this is one instance I'm talking of, okay? I don't even remember what happened after that. Actually, I do. I remember trying to get emancipated. I remember eventually my parents just agreeing, like, you know what, if you don't want to be here, fine. you can go and live with that girl. And from that moment on, I lived with her. And then I was back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until I was 18 and I was able to get my own place. But it's like when my sister and I were talking about that, and she like had mentioned like this old roommate I used to have from a long time ago, I was just like, she was like, how did you even get in contact with her? And I'm like, you know what? It was out of a tale of desperation. Now, mind you, I'm so grateful for that girl. Like, that girl did not, no, I keep calling her that girl because I don't want to like say anything personal about her, but she was like such the friend that I needed at that moment. And she didn't even know me. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to help me out. She didn't have to do anything that she did. But she did, and I'm so grateful that she did. But it's like, it's moments like that that I look back on, and I feel like a lot of people might not understand that feeling of feeling so fucking helpless in your situation. But I think if there's one thing I can reflect back on in my like earlier years when my daughter was first born, and even before my daughter was born, like, you know, before my daughter was born, chaotic, crazy shit like that happened a lot. But obviously, it only made it harder once I had an actual, you know, person that I was raising. But it's like, it's so, I felt so hopeless. I remember feeling constantly like I was so hopeless. Like, not like I didn't have a way out. Like, it wasn't like I was like hopeless, like, oh, what's the point? It was just like, I felt like, how, where do I turn? Like, who can I actually turn to? I can't turn to anybody. I felt like I had nobody in the world. My kid's dad was a bum. My freaking parents were like, just at that point, my mortal freaking enemies, like for so long, because there was just so much shit there. My sisters were just, no, my little sister was so young. My older sister was off at college. Like, I didn't have any like set friends who at that age could even handle what I was going through. I mean, we're freaking talking, we're 16, 17 years old. Like, no kid at that age can handle the amount of stress and trauma and shit that I was constantly battling against. And then, you know, people like would often label me as being angry or mean or aggressive or this, but it's like, imagine like every time you turn around, like you were always waiting for the shoe to drop. Always. Like, and even into this day, it's like I have a hard time when I go on events like with my family, or when I go on events where I feel uncomfortable, or when I drive, like if we're going somewhere, like I want to drive. Because there were so many moments where I was so out of control, and at any point in time, my mom or dad would stop the car and kick me to the road and say, "Get out, you're walking," or like, "Leave me stranded." Or I would be in a situation where I wanted to get out and I couldn't because I had no form of transportation. Like, until you understand that level of reality, it is like, it is just something that I feel like there's always going to be a different level of like understanding for who I am or who you may be. You know, it's like, something just can't be explained. And even trying to explain this right now is just like bringing up a lot of painful memories for me. But I felt like I needed to share that story. One, because I needed to get it off my chest. But two, it's because like I talk a lot about how crazy and like quote unquote bad my life was back then. And I don't say quote unquote because it wasn't bad. I just say like, you know, I try to always be considerate of, oh, it could always be worse, blah, 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 but whatever. The reality is, my life was a fucking dumpster fire back then, and it was because of situations like that, of feeling so helpless, or feeling so out of control, or feeling like I had nothing. You know, I was a kid. I had no money. I had nothing. I was just left to fight the world and battle the world with my baby. And in those moments, I'm so damn proud of how far I've come. But it's like, holy shit, was life crazy. It was just crazy. Like, it was just crazy. You know, I can't even, I don't know. It's hard to even talk about, you know, it's hard to even think about, but I felt like I needed to like share that. I really did. 'Cause like, this is what I mean when I'm saying like healing through the heavy. Like, this shit, this is so heavy for me to talk about, to be so open on, because I don't talk a lot of about a lot of specific stories. Because again, I just try to feel like, oh my God, it happened so long ago. But man, it still happened. You know, and it wasn't just like, and even maybe listening to that, you might think like that's not that big of a deal. And like, I don't know, maybe it's hard to describe it right to this day, but you know, I don't know. Trying to convince the world that you're not crazy when everybody says that you are is a really hard thing to be up against. I feel like for most of my life, I was always told how crazy I was, how bipolar I was, how I was this, how I was that. And I mean, I was just a kid. That's it. I wasn't crazy. I was a kid. And I was taught nothing about life or emotional regularity, or I was given no good examples of how to behave. So yeah, I feel like it's hard for me to talk about that stuff sometimes because, you know, my dad's not here any longer and I feel bad. But, you know, this is the reality of why my relationship with my parents was so complicated, because shit like that happened. And it happened a lot when I was a kid and when I was a teenager and in my early 20s and pretty much up until my dad died, you know. Not that we were in a fight when he died, but there was definitely a lot of moments in my family where there was big blowout fights and a lot of mean, bad shit was done. So, yeah, that's a story. I guess I just felt like sharing because it was on my heart. I was thinking about it a lot today, and I was thinking, damn, you lived through that. Good for you, girl. So that's that. I feel like I want to do that more. I've got so many stories on my brain that I can share. Maybe gives better insight. Maybe it helps other people who have went through something similar. I know I'm not the only one with a very complicated family dynamic, but it feels good to talk about. So thank you for listening to that story. Thank you for letting me dump a little bit on you. And yeah, let's do that more. That actually felt pretty good. We'll do that more. We'll do that more. Sorry, that was from a movie I watch. Okay. All right. Well, as always, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being here. And next time, we'll talk about maybe something a little heavier, because I got a lot of them. How you doing? See ya. Bye.